வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. The Vedas are my eternal transcendental sound incarnation. Therefore, the Vedas are Shabda Brahma. In this world, the Brahmanas thoroughly study all the Vedas, and because they assimilate the Vedic conclusions, they are also to be considered the Vedas personified. The Brahmanas are situated in the supreme transcendental mode of nature, Sattva Guna. Because of this, they are fixed in mind control, or Shama. Sense control, Dhamma, and truthfulness, or Satya. They describe the Vedas in their original sense, and out of mercy, or Anugraha, they preach the purpose of the Vedas to all conditioned souls. They practice penance, or tapasya, and tolerance, titiksha, and they realize the position of the living entity and the Supreme Lord, Anubhava. These are the eight qualifications of the Brahmanas. Therefore, among all living entities, no one is superior to the Brahmanas.
Nidhasanu ru satime purani jene hasattam paramam pavitram samo damo satyam anugrahascha kapat pritiksha anubhavasya yatra. So, the meaning is clearly described in the translation. So, the Brahmanas, while they are accepted as the supreme in the human society, on account of these qualities, we have discussed this point, either Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, especially Dvijottama. The Brahmanas are called Dvijottama, Dvijasreshtha. Atapangvi Dija Sreshtha. Dija means twice born. One birth by the father and mother, and the other birth by Vedic knowledge and spiritual master. Twice born. So, the Dasavidha Sanskar purificatory processes. Samskarat bhavet dija. Unless one undergoes the purificatory process, he cannot be called twice born. Janmana jayate shudra. By birth, everyone is a shudra, fourth class man. Practically we see that children, they are sent to school. Why they are sent to school? Because by birth he is foolish, abhuta jata. There is no knowledge. Therefore he should be sent to school as he makes progress to colleges to learn and. This is the material arrangement. The same arrangement for spiritual education, not that by birth, because one is born of a Brahmana family, he remains a Brahmana, although he becomes less than Shudra. No. There must be education. A twice born, he must approach the spiritual master, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva abhigacchet. Just like the sattva-kāma, javalu, sattva-kāma, upanishad. The boy approached Gautam Muni that kindly accept me, your disciple, initiate me formally without becoming a Brahmana specially. They are not initiated. So, in those days, all the families were very pure. Therefore, born of a Brahmana father, is understood that he has got the training of a Brahmana. That is a facility. Suchinang Srimatangehe Yoga Bhrasta Sanjayate. By pious activities or by practice of Bhakti Yoga, if one has not completed Yoga Bhrasta, one who falls down from the yoga practice, such person is given another chance to take birth in a nice family, a Brahmana family, or a rich mercantile family. The Brahmana family is rich in knowledge, and the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, they are rich in opulence, wealth, material riches. And Shudras, they are not rich either in material wealth or in knowledge. Therefore, they are called Shudras. So, this Bhakti Yoga or any yoga, real yoga or the first class yoga is Bhakti Yoga. Yoginamati sarvesa. There are many yogis. Out of that, the Bhakta Yogi, Yoginamati sarvesa, madgata antaratmana. Without becoming Bhakta Yogi, nobody can think of Krishna always. That is not possible. Satatam kirtan tangamam jatantasya dhiravrata. The Bhakti Yoga, we are teaching in this Krishna consciousness movement, 24 hours engagement. Superficially, we engage from 4 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. That is resting time. But when one is advancing devotional service, while sleeping, he also serves Krishna. That means 24 hours. Satatam. That depends on, because in sleeping you also dream. So what we do during daytime, we dream at night. So if one is 100% engaged in Krishna service, naturally, we dream also at night. I have seen one of our intimate relatives, he was a businessman selling cloth. So, in dream also he was quoting price of cloth. So that is natural, that is not unnatural. Therefore we have to practice. At the time of death, somehow or other, if we quote the price of Krishna, then our life has success. Therefore, we should practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Janjagamatismaran bhavam tajatanti kalipa. If we practice Krishna, then naturally it is expected that at the time of death, we remember Krishna. Then immediately we are transferred to the Krishna Loka. There is no doubt about it. Simple thing. But it requires practice. Therefore, to practice Krishna consciousness, we have to practice other things. That is, the position of Sattva Paramam Pavitram. That is called Shuddha Sattva. Sattva Visuddha Vasudeva Sattva. There is a verse. Pure goodness. Pure goodness means there is only Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvami. That is pure. When there is no other conception, simply Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the platform. Just like Vasudeva was the father of Krishna. When Krishna appeared, Vasudeva was the father. So Siddha Satta is Vasudeva. Vasudeva means there is no contamination of ignorance or passion. Simply Sadhguru. Tatu-rajasamo-bhava kamalo-bhadayastaji cita etui anavidyam. When your mind and consciousness will not be contaminated by the modes of ignorance and passion, that is Siddha Satta. That is Siddha Satta. That is spiritual platform. The Vasudeva. Then Vasudeva will beget Krishna. Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabdham. So, if we purify our existence, another Krishna comes, or Krishna's devotees come. They come in Siddha Satta. Sattam Paramam Pavitram. Then naturally there is Sama Dama Titikha Arjava Jnanam Vijnanam Astikam. Naturally there is Brahmana, behavior. And when one becomes Brahmana, pure, no material contamination, then bhakti appears. After becoming Brahmana or Brahmabhuta, not material platform, Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. In the material platform, Jivabhuta. But in the spiritual platform, Brahmabhuta. So, Aham Brahmasmi, yes, I am already Brahma, because my constitution position is part and parcel of Parabrahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Pavitram, Paramam, the same thing. Pavitram, Paramam. So naturally, because we are part and parcel of the Pavitram Paramam, Parabrahma, we are also the same thing, small particle, Ansa, Mama Ansa, Ansa and Ansi, a small grain of gold. By quality it is gold, not that because it is small it is something else. It is the same thing. Similarly, we are also Pavitram, pure. But that a small can fall down sometimes and becomes avobhut. So we are just like sparks of fire. So long we are in the fire, this quality of this spark is also fire. It is also illuminating. It also has got the quality of burning power, a small quantity. But when the spark falls down from the fire, it becomes extinguished, the fiery quality. That is our position. We have fallen down from the quality and we have to revive it. Just like a person becomes diseased. Disease is not his permanent position. That is a temporary infection. But it can be cured. If one likes, he can cure his disease and again he can become healthy. Similarly, we are fallen somehow or other. Somehow or other, but the reason is, as soon as we become independent, we deny to serve Krishna. But we deny to serve Krishna, we want to become independent, then immediately we are forced by the illusory energy to come under her and work under her direction. We are born servant. Jive Sarupan Nitya Krishna Das. It's like this finger is part and parcel of my body. It is made for the purpose of serving me. This is the purpose. But when it is diseased, when it cannot serve the body, then it is diseased. Similarly, our constitutional position is to serve Krishna. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Da. That is real life. And when you don't serve Krishna or deny to serve Krishna, that is disease condition. And that is called Maya. Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhagavan Chakare Pasate Mayatare Jakotiyatare. So, we have to cure our disease. This disease means, the Krishna consciousness movement means purification of our disease condition, infectious condition. It is not anything artificial. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavu Not. Not that by artificial means as they are making propaganda in Europe and America, that we are brainwashing. It is not that by some means or by some artificial hypnotism we are making these European and American boys, girls, Krishna bhakta. No. It is there already. Krishna bhakti. Otherwise, why you should take to Krishna? They have got their other jeshas. Jesus Christ and others, mostly they are coming from Christian family. Why they should agree to worship Krishna? No, it is there already. It is not that because they are born in Europe and America, they are different from Krishna's relations. No. Krishna claimed, Aham Bija Pudapita. Krishna has relationship not only in the human society, in animal society, in bird society, in plant society, in insect society, in demigod society, Aham Bija Pudapita, Sarvajuni Sukam. He doesn't claim that I am interested with the Indians or the Hindus or the Brahmins or these. No. He claims all forms of art. Therefore, these foreigners, so-called foreigners, they have got already relationship with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, every living entity has got relationship with Krishna. Krishna says, Mamai Vang Satyubhu. How they can be separate? It is not possible. But they forgot. And this Krishna consciousness movement is to revive their original consciousness. Savanagi Suddha Chitta Karyo. I am Krishna. As soon as this consciousness can become perfect, that is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavunoy. Savanagi. And this revival of original consciousness can be executed by hearing sravanam, kirtanam. It is possible. Therefore, we stress on the point of sravanam, kirtanam, and actually it is happening. When I went to New York, there is no Krishna bhakta at all, a single man. The house of any Krishna bhaktas have come out by the same process. Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakhamatam. This is what the process anywhere in Africa also. In the village of Africa, when our Brahmananda goes there, big, big Africans with big, big earrings, very tall, almost naked. They also dance Hare Krishna. So this is practical. Nitya Siddha Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this opportunity simply by chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not manufactured it. It is mentioned in the Shastra. No, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he does not introduce anything by manufacturing, just like nowadays these rascals do. There is no question of manufacturing. Whatever is there already in the Shastra indication, we have to follow. The Shastra begins Siddha, Bhattatrika, otherwise there is no success. Krishna also said, Shastra, Krishna is also the Supreme Personality Godhead. He refers to the Vedanta Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Yetu was Bhiministitam. So we cannot go beyond the Shastra. We must follow. So in the Shastra it is said, in the Kali Yuga, people are so fallen, they cannot be persuaded to so many rules and regulations. Kītanāreva Krishnasya mukta saṅga param bhaje. Simply, that is special facility for this fallen. You chant Hare Krishna regularly and you become liberated from the material contamination. And as soon as you become liberated, Brahma Bhūta Prasannātmā Vyasūtati Nāpāt. Samasarvesu Bhūtesu. We have no distinction that here is American, here is European, here is Indian, here is African. No. Samasarvesu. Immunanimous. Samasarvesu Bhūtesu. Then bhakti begins. That's practical. So, that is Shuddha Satta, Samo Dhamma, Sattam, Anugraha. The Brahmana's business is Anugraha. To be just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is unhappy, paradox. So te tato vimukate tasa, maya sukhaya bharam udbahutu vimura. I am thinking of these rascals. They are making so many gorgeous arrangements. Big, big skyscraper, big, big road, and thousands of motor cars. Maya sukhaya. They'll enjoy this life for 50 years, 60 years, 30 years and making big, big arrangements. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahutu bimura. I'm thinking of these rascals. That they forget the real business. What is the problem of life? That busy in erecting, constructing big, big skyscrapers. Not only now, formerly also, the bimura, the rascals, vishesha mura. Krishna says, Mūrhā, namāṁ prabhuddhante Mūrhā. And Prahlāda Mahārāja stresses more, be Mūrhā. First class Mūrhā. Yeah, be Mūrhā. So anyone who does not take to Krishna consciousness and is busy in other business, is a be Mūrhā. Don't remain a be Mūrhā. Become intelligent. Krishna jivhaje sevarasa. Be the first-class intelligent man and be Krishna conscious. Thank you.